So, what's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com, Big Ken here. And for those in the know, TruckDriver101.com, been trucking for 10 years. I do this show to give advice to new truckers and talk about the trucking industry. So, if you are new to trucking and you want to know how much a trucking school should cost, all the things you need to do to get into trucking, go online at the bottom of my video, the video that you're looking at right now, if this is on YouTube, or go on to iTunes and you can find my podcast. And not on my podcast, but just go to YouTubeTruckers.com. You can buy my audiobook for $2.99 and it will give you a blueprint plan how to get into trucking. It will give you a blueprint plan how to get into trucking. Now, there's a little bit of, I'm not going to talk about it too much because I see there were some things that happened. But if you're going to do this YouTube trucker thing, understand that, you know, you on YouTube, you're checking this out. This is kind of a break 1-9, but I'm going to talk about trucking. So in the break 1-9, I'll talk about whatever I want. Just if you hear me say that at the beginning of the episode, expect it might not have anything to do with trucking, but this one does have something to do with trucking. If you are in the industry that I'm in, if you also do YouTube, there are people out here who will not like you. There are people out here who will mess with you. You need to be aware of that, okay? Don't give out your company. Don't give out your personal information. Don't connect your personal Facebook with any of the other sites out there. And stay focused on being successful, you know, and remember, you got into this to make money. You got into this to make money, not to make beef online, okay? So, you know, I just say that because there's some things going on right now, but I'm not going to comment fully on them because they're being settled in a serious way. and be aware who you mess with, because just because somebody is may not seem very serious to you, that person could turn around and be very serious about handling their business, okay? So I'm going to leave that where it is. Some of y'all know what's going on with Ike and somebody else. I'm going to let that be. That's where now. But my advice is, if you get to this YouTube trucker thing or you go on Facebook or wherever you go, stay focused on making sure you get paid first. Okay. Next topic. TruckDriver101.com. I didn't do any episodes last week. As you guys may know, I had some sound quality issues. I think I got them taken care of. I need to go buy a new mic. So hopefully this one is a good one. Apologize if it turns out I still got mic issues. I can't buy my new mic until next week. You know, brother trying to stay in the budget, has some emergencies happen, you know. So bear with me if it doesn't sound that great or you have to turn it up. I do apologize, but hey, that's the way it is. So today I want to talk about, this is going to be a weird conversation, but you know, if you get, there's a lot of scam schools. It's one of the reasons I did my audiobook that you can get at YouTubeTruckers.com, TruckDriverAudiobooks.com. You can go to those sites and get my audiobook. But the reason I did that is because there are a lot of scam schools out here. There are a lot of people who scam you and try to screw you over. And lately there was one that was caught in Florida, and it was basically a bunch of people taking advantage of Russian immigrants. And these Russian immigrants were coming to the United States of America, no real idea how to check out a truck driving school. And that's kind of a problem. You know, there is no universal way that I know of to check out a trucking school other than, you know, hopefully talking to some graduates. But even then, the graduates may not know that their school is not certified. Also, I remember a while ago, Swift Transportation, not to say Swift hasn't improved since then, but Swift Transportation a while ago was not testing people properly. And they had some scam school that they were running. And they ended up getting, I think they got fined from the government, and about 2,000 drivers, I think, lost their license. It was a big number. Or they got sued by 2,000 drivers. I can't remember exactly. I'm sure you can Google the story. But bottom line is, Swift is pretty much, you know, it's a trucking company. You know what I mean? This is a big trucking company, one of the biggest in the country. And they had a scam school going. You know what I mean? That's kind of crazy. So I think we need a better way to figure out, you know, how to deal with that. And also, my thing about this, I talked about this before. If you went to a scam school, but you've been driving for 3 or 4 months, you know how to drive a truck. I mean, you're already at the level where you can pass a stupid CDL test and on a state level. So it shouldn't really matter to me, but there are people who still think that you need to be retaking a test and all this stuff. That seems so unfair. especially if you're an immigrant. You know, you just came to the United States of America. How can you really know? You know what I mean? And in the Swift situation, these are people, just regular people who applied with one of the largest trucking companies in the United States of America. How are they supposed to know that they're not doing what it takes to properly get them their CDL? So I think we need some leeway on that. You know, I think, you know, you can't just screw over some people because they had the stupidity or, well, not stupidity, because they didn't do anything wrong. But not stupidity, but they just, you know, opened themselves up to this situation that they had no control over. And, you know, there are people who had to retake the test. These Russian guys, they had to retake their test, which I think is bull. I mean, some of these guys were probably on the road and had their licenses revoked. You can go online and you can check out Jay Canal. Jay Canal had the same thing happen to him. Exactly, do you know if you're getting screwed over? You know, there's no... We don't have a set of rules and regulations and things like that that you can actually look at. Because just because the thing is, you got to remember, too, in the Swift situation, it was improper testing. But you got to remember that I'm new to trucking. You know, I just learned to drive a truck maybe 4 weeks ago. How exactly do I notice the test is given improperly? Like, maybe if you go to McDonald's, obviously, and it's old, you know, blatant, ridiculous, then obviously you know the test has been given improperly. But you don't really know. And just because they may have given this guy who was their buddy leeway in one test, they may not have given the same leeway in another test. You never know, you know. So it just seems kind of crazy that then you revoke everyone's license, assuming because you may have found some discrepancies in three or four tests that, oh, okay, we're going to screw over everybody. You know, that's just really bad, especially when you got guys who find out they're in Florida and they live in California that they no longer have a CDL. You know, it's obviously a pretty bad situation. So I think we need some better, more public guidelines so people aren't guessing to see what exactly is, you know, legal. And like I said, I mean, the only thing, only advice I could give anybody getting into the industry on this situation is check the school out, check out past people, make sure, find out what the state requirements are. And by the way, all state requirements are all different. Some places you got a 45 degree back, some places you got a parallel park. You want a 45 degree back because that's what you do every day. You know, that's the most important thing to learn. The silliness of the whole doing parallel parking is ridiculous. You're maybe once or twice in my 10-year career, I've ever parallel parked. It's just ridiculous. But even then, if that's a state requirement, then that's a state requirement. How trucking usually goes is that you learn the basics to pass a state test, which is the bare minimum, and then you learn how to drive a truck in the real world with a trainer who gets out the truck and makes sure you don't hit nothing, you know. But that's you know, that's how most people learn, you know, and so don't be scared, but I do think we need to do something better than, you know, just snatching people's licenses. And then there are drivers out there that I don't understand saying, you know, oh, those Russians should be made to retake their tests. And really? They've probably been driving for 4 or 5 months. I mean, to me, if you're with a company, it's a little different. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to, at some point, you got to have some leeway. You got to have a better way to test these guys. You know, maybe they can pull up to the local DOT scale and the DOT guy has you go around, you know, the freeway or something. You know, something. I just don't think it's fair to say, you know, all of a sudden Joe Blow, you know, or you know, loses his license. It's just kind of stupid. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Just wanted to talk on that one.